This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Emotions ran high today as a white supremacist got prison time for killing 10 black people in Buffalo.
Relatives of those killed in the Buffalo grocery store shooting last May, including Barbara Massey, spoke of their pain, anguish, and anger.
You're going to come to our city and decide you don't like black people. Me, you don't know a damn thing about black people.
19-year-old white supremacist Peyton Gendron told the court.
I'm very sorry for all the pain I forced the victims and their families to suffer through.
Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He had pleaded guilty last November. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
CBS News has learned employees working on a train were concerned about its weight and length before it derailed and burst into flames in Ohio. That train was 151 cars long and carrying 18,000 tons of toxic chemicals. That's more than what union officials say they're used to running on that route. On Capitol Hill, the FAA's acting administrator, Billy Nolen, clashed with Texas Senator Ted Cruz today when explaining they're working on modernizing air traffic control.
Why has it taken 10 years and why is it still not done?
That it does take a while. This system is just one of thousands of systems that comprise how we communicate.
Nolen insists air travel is safe despite recent issues. The U.S. could default on its debt soon for the first time ever. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The Congressional Budget Office now estimates the U.S. risks defaulting on its debt sometime between July and September unless Congress acts sooner to raise or waive the nation's statutory borrowing cap. At a union hall in Maryland, President Biden noted Republicans repeatedly voted to raise the debt ceiling during the Trump administration.
They wouldn't inflict pain on the American people then. Why would they do it now? Well, I tell you why. It's just politics.
Republicans argue the nation has accumulated too much debt. They're demanding spending cuts.
Actress and international sex symbol Raquel Welch has died at 82.
Introducing the fabulous Raquel Welch, the sensational star discovery of this or any other year in 1 million years B.C.
She became famous for her movie roles in the 60s, but worked in Hollywood for decades. TSA's gearing up for spring break.
And I met you in the summer.
The agency says the spring break travel season actually begins this Friday and runs through April 21st. Despite the heavy numbers, the agency says it does expect to meet its wait time standards of 30 minutes or less.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Thousands of fans celebrated the Chiefs Super Bowl win with a huge parade today in Kansas City. QB and MVP Patrick Mahomes.
This is just the beginning. We ain't done yet.
The Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 for its second title in four seasons. This is CBS News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pet owners are reporting more
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Wisconsin men's hockey team celebrated alumni weekend at the Kohl Center with a frustrating, hard-hitting, entertaining split with top-ranked Minnesota. Friday night, the Badgers thoroughly outplayed the Gophers for the first 40 minutes, but suffered a 4-1 defeat. But Saturday, while honoring the 1973 and 83 national championship teams, the Badgers scored an impressive 3-1 victory that prevented Minnesota from clinching the Big Ten regular season title. Up next, the final home series of the season, Friday night at 8, Saturday at 7 against Michigan State, and head coach Tony Granato will join us here in just a moment. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin women took 5 of 6 points in their border battle with Minnesota at Ritter Arena. The Badgers won in a shootout Friday night 3-2, then outscored the Gophers 7-5 in a wild finale. Wisconsin closes out the regular season this weekend with a Saturday-Sunday series against defending national champion Ohio State at LeBron Arena, and we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up around 7:30 or so. But we bring in Tony Granato now, who joins us on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. And I mentioned the 73-83 national championship teams, the 78 Frozen Four teams, alumni everywhere. Andy Baggett was honored, Bob Look for his 25 years as public address announcer. And then you go out and beat the top-ranked team in the country after that Friday game where your team played so well. I know, quite honestly, I said it on the radio, too. I felt good for you, your staff, the players, the fans, the alumni. It was just an all-around good night on Saturday night.
It was, and you know, you mentioned Friday's game. Friday's game was one of those games at the end of the game, you're like, geez, what else can we do? You know, we had, you know, shot them 22-3 in the first period. We're down 1-0. We're out shooting them 27-6 at one point. We're down 3-0. So the kids played great Friday, but Minnesota's a team that can fend off different flurries and find ways to win games that normally other teams wouldn't be able to do because they got great offensive, but they got great poise as a team as well. And mm-hmm. and their goaltender, a lot of people think, well, he's good, but you can get to him. He's very good. Very good and very solid and poised back there. So they beat us on Friday, coming back and playing a 5 o'clock game on Saturday. You always wonder, is that emotional loss, you know, turning the right way of saying, hey, we just played with them really well. We're going to go out and, you know, kick their butt tonight because we felt good yesterday and felt we should have won. Or are you going to feel sorry for yourselves and go into the game a little bit cautious? And I thought, you know, giving up the first goal was a big part of the game, but the bigger part was the response and scoring in the next shift to tie it up late in the first and going into intermission tied up in what was a really solid, you know, period. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I thought second period offensively, we got rolling. Mm-hmm. Our goalie made the saves. Kyle made some saves when he needed to for us in the second, got that lead, and really the energy in the building and really the atmosphere of what was created by those championship teams that you mentioned being part of this weekend was, you know, you could see it in our guys, man. They wanted to win so bad for those teams. And they did. The guys, kids played great and deserved to win.
Yeah, a big goal by Cruz Lucius, as you mentioned, at the end of the first. And then Daniel Lodge scores to make it 2-1, first goal of the year. It looked like Liam Malmquist had scored a little earlier than that. But Lodge got a ricochet and put her home, and that proved to be a big goal. And good for him, too, as he turns 21 this week.
Today,
so a lot to celebrate. Yeah,
celebrate his birthday and get his first goal. But Daniel's been good. He's been, especially the last couple weeks, coming back from his injury. I think he settled into his game. It's his second year. He's a big, tall defenseman for us that has to be a shutdown, but also a guy that can contribute a little bit offensively. I don't want him leading rushes or, you know, going end-to-end. I want him to be in the play and being active when he can be, and that was a perfect example of him being in the perfect spot to corral that rebound and bury it into a half-empty net.
Yeah, and then they score. Minnesota scores, and it's 2-2.
Well, they kind of scored,
but you challenged for too many men on the ice.
Yeah, you know, I from the bench and and you can look from the way Jugnauth made the play. You know, he made a play up the wall, and their player jumped on the ice and intercepted the pass while the other player was still on the ice. Sure. So I think it was a pretty easy call for the refs to see live and blow the whistle and give him too many men.
But they didn't
somehow detect it. And as soon as the goal was scored, we knew right away we were going to challenge. We were trying to get confirmation on a replay to make sure that we saw or that the replay would show what we saw. Mm-hmm. And then they were a little slow getting the replay back up for Zach, our video coach. So we just decided to go with it anyways and try it, and we made the right call.
Yeah, Zach Adamo breaks this all down. I mean, he's up top and trying to do everything he can to help if necessary, right?
He does. He's great. He's been a sensational addition to our staff. Not besides the video work, he does a heck of a lot more for us. So he's a big part of our staff.
He's doing a lot during the reunion portion of it, too.
He was running all over the place. But let's talk the reunion, because I had a chance to go to the luncheon for the 73 team, had a separate luncheon for the celebration, and Dave Arendall and Jeff Roach and Steve Alley and a few others on Timmy Duell were very instrumental on calling everybody and saying, hey, you know, let's get back and celebrate this. And they ended up with 19 of the 21 guys that were on that championship team in that championship game made it back. And it's 50 years later. And then they could call each other up and say, hey, get to Madison. And when you listen to the stories, and there's a 3-hour luncheon, they all got the mic. They all told their stories of why it was so important to be a Badger and what it means to them now. I wish all of our players could have been there to hear it. I will try to, you know, give this message as we move forward to our guys on the impact that those players had on our program, but just as important, the impact that our players have had on those guys today. Like Timmy Duell came out for the opening skate. It was his last skate. Oh. John Suter from the 78 team came out. Ernie Vargas and Jimmy Johansson's daughter came out representing him. And just that, you know, feeling to see those guys come on the ice and what it meant to them to put that jersey on again and come out, it shows to everybody that their passion for Badger hockey just wasn't when they were players here. It's still alive and well, and it means so much to them to have the opportunity to come back here and celebrate what they did, but also, too, to kind of get connected and reconnected with our current players and program. And I want to thank every one of them that showed up, because they certainly had a tremendous impact on myself and our team, on just the spirit that they brought with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that a lot of that spirit carried over in the game. Timmy Duell came into our locker room before the game, gave us a starting lineup.
Awesome.
We had Stan Hinckley and Billy Ray Jr. speak to our team on Thursday night. And we had a couple of the other alumni come in and just give the guys hugs and high fives and all that stuff. And really, as a young player, you know, you see the pictures on the wall, you hear and you see the national championship banners all over, but you really don't know what that team was all about. You only need one of those guys to be around and you'll know exactly what that team meant to each other and meant to our program. So I can't thank the alumni enough for what they did for our kids and our program.
Is there a better nickname than Tim Duell, the skating fool?
I mean,
Crazy Legs is pretty good.
Some good ones.
The great one's good.
The great one fits with 99 for sure.
Skating fool, Timmy Duell.
He came in the locker room before he went for his skate and did our starting lineup.
Yeah.
And our guys were so pumped up. And then when they skated out there, him and Johnny Suter in particular, they flew out there. And
oh, yeah.
You could
trying to
see
get the crowd going.
And you could see, like, man, oh, man, if I could get equipment on these guys quick, I'd start them in the game. I hope our Badger community and fans that recognized and were here for what, in the 70s, and the community realized how big of an impact that group had on our university. And we've talked about this a lot. If you look back into the 70s, there wasn't a whole lot to get excited about in Badger athletics. But you had Badger Bob, and you had the hockey team. Mm-hmm. And that team generated the excitement and the community came together to rally around the hockey team. And, you know, 50 years later, we got a 15,000-seat arena. We got six national championship banners up. We got a women's program that has six national championship banners up. You know, we've been one or two in attendance for the last 50 years in college hockey. I mean, if you think about it, you know, there were some tremendous individuals to contribute to that. Badger Bob has to be one of the big ones, obviously, Mark and the whole family. But that 73 team was really special. And I was, like I said, just couldn't be more excited to have them back here and couldn't be more excited to have them see us play that well.
Yeah, I had goosebumps when they were being introduced, had a chance to talk to Dean Talafis on TV on Friday, and he's still smiling and was thrilled that that your club was able to beat the Gophers. As far as that game Saturday, I want to mention Kyle McClellan was really good for you, but there were so many different things. Carson Bantle's goal, a true snipe that made it 3-1, that was huge. But Luke Lemaster, there was one shift where he blocked two, maybe three shots, but another one where he clobbered maybe the best freshman in the country, Jimmy Snuggerud, who went head over heels into your bench, and the crowd just was electrified by that hit. And that's what those things can do for a hockey club.
I think he kind of was the one that did everything in the game that doesn't show up on the score sheet to say, I'm not losing tonight. I think Luke was a perfect example of what our entire team was, but he was the guy on the bench and rallying the D. He was a guy, you know, like you just said, finding a way to block a shot, finding a way to make a big hit. I think the fans, when they left the building, they recognized the goal scorer, but I think a lot of them were saying, holy cow, that 26 was a beast out there. Yeah. And he's a depth defenseman that knows his role. He stepped into an opportunity with the injury to Carrier in particular to take more ice time on. And I would say that would have, I don't want to say a breakout game for him, but certainly a game that he will remember the rest of his life that had a big impact on.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. Badgers beat the top-ranked team, the Golden Gophers, on Saturday. Now Michigan State comes to town. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning six championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't be at the actual game? Monk's Bar & Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With six locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin wraps up its home schedule against Michigan State this weekend, Friday night at 8, and then Saturday at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. Tony Granato is with us, and it's also senior weekend. Tony, you've got, Brock Caulfield and Jack Gorniak and Dominic Mersch playing their final home games. Fifth-year seniors, who've done a lot for your program.
I can't thank them enough for, you know, staying that extra year, but just every single day, their smiles coming into the rink, their appreciation for being part of the program, their leadership skills, their work that they put in, really the example that they set for everybody that follows them. They are a perfect group of seniors that have just been so spectacular for us on the ice, in the classroom, in the community. I can't say enough great things about them. So they will be missed.
Yes.
I want to celebrate the end of the season by them having, you know, a special way to go out. So we're going to have to do that. We just obviously coming off the Minnesota win, you know, we're going to the Michigan State series. We got a chance to finish strong and head into the playoffs and have something end in a positive way for us this year. And it certainly would be a great way to send those guys off.
Yeah. And you also have some fourth-year seniors who have to some decisions to make. Owen Lindmark, Mike Warlicki, Jared Moe, Shea Donovan. They've got an extra year of eligibility, but it's a two-way street too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Jared's one that, he's thinking pro hockey, so his chances of coming back, obviously we would welcome him back. Mm-hmm. He's a great goaltender. He's been a great kid for us in our locker room too. You mentioned Shea Donovan. There's a guy that's been mostly out of the lineup, but one of the greatest teammates you could ever have, because he's there to do whatever the guys need. He's there for them. He's gotten in the lineup, hasn't played a lot in the last couple weeks, but he's been in there. He'll have the opportunity to come back too. We'll talk at the end of the year and see what, you know, what his ideas will be. Mm-hmm. And who's
Owen
our last?
Owen and Mike are
two guys that I believe, because two reasons. One, they got the COVID year, and one, they got a redshirt year. So technically speaking, they have 2 years left. Mm-hmm. I believe that they both will be back. Just what they've gone through with the surgeries and their injuries and everything else. They're both having really solid years. Mikey in the back end, leadership-wise, he's set up to be one of our captains. He's been a leader this year without having a letter on his sweater. Owen, the same thing. Both of those guys, we would love to have back for at least one and maybe two more years.
Sure. Again, final home series this weekend. Michigan State, they're coming to town. I think they're 14th in the pairwise. They're right in the mix for an NCAA tournament bid. They've got three more wins this year than they had all of last year under a first-year head coach in Adam Nightingale. I know they beat you up there in East Lansing back in November, but I was there, and I saw it too. I thought your club played decently. It just didn't fall your way, which has happened, unfortunately, too many times. I guess.
You get 99 shots in a weekend in two games.
It was 89 shots on goal Wisconsin had against Michigan State, and Dylan St. Cyr stopped 88 of 89.
Yeah. Okay. The 99 sounds better, but we'll go with 89. But it seemed like the whole game was in their end. It seemed like every chance we had, he made the save look easy. So we got to make it harder on him. We got to get rebounds. We got to get traffic around him. He loves, he's very aggressive because he's a smaller goalie. Being at the top of the crease, traffic will keep him deeper in the net. We got to find a way. And, Michigan State's a team that, just like last week, Minnesota was coming in here trying to clinch the Big Ten. Michigan State's trying to clinch a spot that going into playoffs, they would be in the NCAA tournament. So we have to be ready because they certainly need these games bad, and we need them bad too.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
good luck
Brian.
This week.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Yeah, Michigan State right now in a three-way tie for third place in the Big Ten. So positioning in the conference is key for them. The Badgers don't know who they'll play in the opening round of the playoffs. We're going to find that out here very, very soon. My thanks to Tony Granato. We'll run down what's going on in the Big Ten. Plus, we've got Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs level off around 25. Lows level off around 9 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunny skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 28. 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
The Wisconsin Badgers prevented Minnesota from winning its second straight Big Ten regular season title last weekend, but the Gophers can clinch it this weekend with a win at Penn State. Those teams play Friday and Saturday night in State College. The Gophers could also clinch if Michigan loses at Ohio State on Thursday. Then those teams wrap up their series outside where the Cleveland Browns play the Battle at the Lake on Saturday night in Cleveland. The Wolverines, by the way, have won seven in a row. It looks like Wisconsin could be headed to Ann Arbor for the first round of the Big Ten playoffs in a couple of weeks. Notre Dame is idle this weekend. We spoke with Tony Granato. This is senior weekend at the Kohl Center. Three fifth-year seniors will play their final home games for the Wisconsin Badgers. Captain Dominic Mersch, as well as Jack Korniak and Brock Caulfield. Brock's career high for goals scored in a season was seven. He did it as a freshman, a junior, and a fourth-year senior. He's got 10 goals this season, and I had a chance to talk with Brock Caulfield after practice yesterday.
It's that time of the year. It's senior weekend, and for Brock Caulfield, it's his second senior weekend, same with Jack Korniak and Dominic Mersch, but you and I were just talking off the air. It's, you know, you arrived on campus as a Badger 5 years ago. It's amazing. It, I don't know if it's flown by to you. It seems to me, but I'm a lot older than you. How about at your age? Is everything kind of flown by here?
Yeah, it feels like it was yesterday, honestly. I can picture so many memories and so many things here with these guys, and that's just crazy to think it's been 5 years.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you stepped on campus? And I'm a Badger now. I'm here to play for Wisconsin.
I remember getting here and it was so big and I, you know, couldn't get around right away. And it's just, a lot's happened in 5 years. So it's cool to look back on.
Yeah. There's good and bad with everything. So let's talk about the good. I mean, what will you take away from this experience here at the university?
I think the biggest thing is the friendships and the guys that have played here over the last 5 years. I mean, it's cool to be able to, you know, meet some of your best friends for life. And I mean, playing hockey every day and coming to the rink isn't bad either. So, I mean, I've had a lot of fun and it's been a good ride.
Yeah, it's been fun watching you play, too. And, you know, obviously you got the opportunity for a couple of years to play with your brother. I don't know if you'll get that chance again, maybe someday. But, I mean, I would assume that's one of the highlights you've had in your life, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was super cool to be able to, you know, be with him just off the ice. But to be able to play college sport with him and, you know, live our dream together, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I know one of the highlights for me this season was a game at Notre Dame. Badgers didn't win, but Brock Caulfield scored his eighth goal of the year. And his career high had been seven, three different times. I don't know if that goal meant anything to you, but I thought it was pretty cool. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the stats. So I thought I saw some tweet or something, and I was thinking, am I going to get the eighth? Whatever. But yeah, it was cool, and it's good to see the puck go in the net. I know I'm getting a lot of chances, so that's good. And yeah, it was cool to get that.
Yeah, you're up to 10 now. Keep it rolling, right?
Yeah, I know. Need more.
Let's go back to this past weekend. You scored the only goal in the game on Friday. You lose to Minnesota 4-1. But, boy, your club came out just flying and had them on their heels. I was just waiting for one, especially early in the first period. Were you too?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the locker room, trying to put closure on the weekend. But that was the first game kind of led us to the second game. And, you know, the reports of that game where we were dominating and we were taking control. It's just, you know, those bounces and those little mistakes that hurt us. And, you know, when you have 21 shots in a period and you can't bury one, that's tough. But that certainly led us to Saturday and a good win.
Yeah, I know Saturday you're down a goal late in the first period. Cruz Lucius scores to tie it. Who knows where it goes if you don't get that, you know, at least pull even after one period then, right?
Yeah, it was a big goal, a big time in the game. And, you know, he's been good for us in those moments, so it's cool.
Yeah, Daniel Lodge scores a big goal, too, his first of the year. I mean, you remember your first, right? Yeah. And for him, and it's his birthday and what have you, that was a big goal for him and the team, for that matter.
Yeah, it was huge for the team. I'm sure it was really big for him, honestly, too. But big goal for the team, and we needed it in that moment.
Yeah, Carson Bantle scored. Kyle McClone was really good in goal. And Luke Lemaster laid out his body. I mean, you do, too, all the time. But I just think of the hit that he put on Jimmy Snuggerud. I mean, what was it like for you when you saw that big crushing blow that put Snuggerud in the bench?
I mean, I was right there. I was trying not to get hit by the flying body in front of me. But, yeah, it's been cool to see him, his game progress. He's been playing really well for us and stepped into a big role. So that's cool, too.
Yeah, you know, I watch you practice every day. The effort and intensity is there, it seems, every single day. Now, you know, you'd like to see the results be, you know, come from that too, right?
Yeah, we want to, you know, hit the ground running come playoff time and make sure that's when we're playing our best hockey. So kind of building and try not to, you know, leave this weekend where it is, try to build off it in these next couple weeks for playoffs to be big.
Yeah, Bron Caulfield is with us. I would think, you know, after beating Minnesota, the number one team in the country, you've beaten Michigan, you've beaten some good teams this year. It's got to give you the confidence that we can beat anybody at any time, right?
Yeah, it's a good conference, and, you know, anyone can play with anyone on any given game. So it's kind of learning as we go and trying to, you know, gain the confidence that we know that we can win games. And, you know, every game's going to come down to this one, two goal games and what you're made of in the third period. So we're kind of building towards that.
Sure. You know, again, this is Brock's fifth and final year at the University of Wisconsin. You haven't appealed for a sixth year, have you?
No, I won't pull the Brad Davidson on you yet. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, you already have your degree in personal finance, and you're going through sports leadership. It was your master's that you're trying to attain. How's that coming along?
It's going well, and it's interesting, and, you know, it's great to be here another year, and coming to the rink every day with these guys has been really fun, too.
Yeah. What do you think are the keys to being a good leader? Since that's what you're studying, and that's, you know, what are the keys to being a good leader?
I think, honestly, figuring out this year is you got to rely on the people around you, and I think with our five captains we have on this team and other leaders outside of that, we can rely on each other. We all have different strengths and different abilities, and, you know, being able to use those strengths to pull the same rope has kind of been big for us, and it's been cool to learn with these guys too.
All right. And finally for you again, it's senior weekend, so your dad, Paul, and your mom, Kelly, are going to be out there on the ice. Have you thought about that at all yet?
I mean, I thought about it last year. I haven't yet this year, but that'll be special, and it'll be good to share it with them too.
That's fifth-year senior and Stevens Point native Brock Caulfield, who hopes to play professional hockey once his Badgers career is over, and don't be surprised if you see him coaching someday. The Wisconsin women's hockey team wraps up the regular season this weekend by hosting top-ranked and defending national champion Ohio State. And we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning six championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? The Aducless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team has two games left in the regular season, home against defending national champion and top-ranked Ohio State Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 3 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Badgers feeling good about things after taking 5 of 6 points last weekend at third-ranked Minnesota. Joined now by head coach Mark Johnson. Sounds like you had a pretty good weekend at a jam-packed Ritter Arena both days.
Yeah, I mean, Friday's night crowd was, I think, the biggest that I've been part of as far as the number of years we've been going up there. I mean, we've had big crowds before, but they just seemed to let some extra people in, because there were a lot of people standing behind the people that were sitting down. So it was a great atmosphere. I remember the first media timeout, I looked at the players, I had a smile on my face. I go, you guys can't get excited to play in this atmosphere. You're not going to get excited about anything. I mean, just great day for women's hockey, and the game showcased itself. So everybody left the building having been entertained at a real high level.
Yeah, that was a record crowd at Ritter Arena Minnesota on
Friday
night.
Because it was, you could sense, and some nights you can feel the crowd and you can see it's a big crowd, but you could sense it right away when they dropped the puck. It was jammed.
Yeah.
I think it was youth jersey night, so a lot of young teams were there with their jerseys on, so you had blue colors over here, you had green colors over here, you had gold colors going here, but a lot of energy in the building.
Yeah, 3,800, a little bit more. I'm sure the fire marshal knew all about it, and just why not? It's the Badgers and the Gophers. I mean, it was an entertaining weekend, and Friday, when you go on the road and your club at times has struggled to put the puck away, you score the first one. Katie Kutlowski got you on the board. I know the Gophers rallied a couple of times, but it's always nice to jumpstart like that.
Yeah, you get into those atmospheres, especially in women's hockey. It just seems that goals magnify and really increase your energy. And certainly on the road against a worthy opponent like Minnesota, and they're going after, the league championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, the games are very meaningful for them and certainly for us. But, if you can score in Katie's first goal of the year, it just excites the bench. And then, as you mentioned, they come back. We score again. And it's always a back-and-forth game. And then some goofy things happen late, and power plays and 4-on-3s and overtime, and so and Britta put it in on the shootout. It just it was a good feeling to see the players celebrate and the excitement in their eyes, and everybody expended a lot of energy. My concern became how much energy is either team going to have for tomorrow night's game. The nice thing is we didn't play till 7:30 Saturday night, so we got 3 or 4 more hours of rest and recoveries for the players to come out and play the way they did Saturday. Again, they expended a lot of energy. And that third period is about as wild as hockey gets.
Yeah, we're going to go through that here in a moment. Britta Curl had the game winner in a shootout, the only shootout goal on Friday, a big win for her, big goal for her. Cammie Cronish had 40 saves and stopped all 3 shots in the shootout, too. That's awfully difficult for a goaltender when you're facing talent like she was facing against Minnesota to stone all 3 of them.
Well, yeah, and then you look at the 3 that were shooting for Minnesota. One won the Patty Kazmaier last year.
Taylor Heisey.
The other two were on the Olympic team last year. So 0-for-3, and your goaltender does that. It's like we need to get one of them to support what she just accomplished. And so, like I say, the players felt great after the game, and rightly so. I think any time you put a lot of energy into something and you're successful doing that, you should feel proud and you should feel good about yourself. And that's what we felt like when we left the arena Friday night.
Yeah, you were talking about Katie Kutlowski's first goal and how that lifted the spirits of the team when you blocked 22 or more shots like you did on Friday, too. That energizes everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you got to be willing to do that. We talked about it when we played St. Cloud here in the field, the Kohl Center, and that what St. Cloud did against us. And, you play Minnesota, and if you're going to, have 3 or 4 power plays come against you and you have to kill, well, you got to be able to block shots. And, they got 3 or 4 players that are going to create opportunities for themselves. Are you willing to get sticks into lanes, sticks on pucks? And then the big thing, are you willing to block some shots? And we showed that Friday night that we were willing to do it, and that helped us get a shootout win.
Yeah, I was calling the men's game Friday night, so wasn't able to watch your game. Calling the men's game Saturday night, was able to watch the second half of your game on Saturday. And you mentioned the third period was wild. There were 7 goals scored between Wisconsin and Minnesota over the final 30 minutes of play. Gophers, though, were up 2-0. How'd you get back in it?
Well, it just, we have a power play in the first period, and Heisey makes a great individual play and scores shorthand, and you're down 1-0. And then we give up a power play goal, you know, early in the second period. And then, then all of a sudden it's like we stubbed our toe a little bit. You know, are we going to be able to recover? And, you know, all of a sudden we get a five-minute major against us. And now you have to kill 5 minutes off mm-hmm. a penalty. And, at that point the game might get away from you. Because if it gets to three,
right.
I don't know if you can recover against that group up in Minneapolis. And so, they can get to 3, 4, 5 because they can score as many goals in that 5 minute. But, for the first 3 minutes of it, we did a good job of killing. And as you mentioned, we started to block more shots and doing what you need to do to stay in the game. And then Minnesota takes a penalty with about 2 minutes left on that major. And so now that remainder of it, goes to 4-on-4. We survived it, and you should, again, you're looking for momentum swings. And that's a point in the game where you should get excited because, hey, that game could have got away from us very easily. And, Claire makes a nice play on an intercepted pass in the offensive zone and snaps one in to make it 2-1. And as I mentioned earlier, all of a sudden, now we got some energy.
Yes.
Now we get a power play, and if you're going to score, this is a time to score. And, KK gets the puck to the net, and Layla tips it in, and all of a sudden it's 2-2, and now you got them on their heels a little bit more. And that's when, our younger players really show some growth in what they've gone through up to this point and how they've matured and how they've become better.
Yeah.
And so Sims makes a great individual play, and all of a sudden I'm looking up, and we're up 3-2, and not too long ago we were down 2-0, right. Not looking very good. And so it gives you a whole different feeling. And then, we got to the end of the period, which, as that second period, you have to really manage pucks better because your line changes are longer. And
right.
against them, you don't want to give any outnumbered situation because, they're the highest scoring team in the country for a reason. They got kids that can get the puck in the net real quick. So I was excited going into the third period up 3-2. And again, it's a learning opportunity. It's a playoff atmosphere. The place is crowded. It won't get any more difficult than what we're going to go through here and how we're going to navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sims makes a great, highlight reel goal to make it 4-2. And it's like, okay, now we just have to, do the little things we always talk
right.
about as coaches. But, they got players and they made some plays. And all of a sudden it's 4-4. And then, you're getting down to 5 minutes and then 4 minutes. And, then we get a break from the standpoint that we get an outnumbered situation. And Harvey makes it more of an outnumbered situation. Mm-hmm. So then a 3-on-2, now we jump up and make it a 4-on-2. And we made two great passes to isolate her in the high slot. And a very similar goal that we scored up in Mankato early in the year was that play.
Right.
And she gets the puck in this area and barred it down. And all of a sudden, you look up 3.5 minutes to go and you're up 5-4. And again, learning opportunity. Won't get any harder than this. And, then Casey scores to make it,
6-4.
And then they're going to pull their goalie, and what are you going to do? And we make it 7-4, and, again, take care of the puck, and we throw it away, and now it's 7-5. And yeah, so it was a good feeling. I was proud of the team for a bunch of different reasons. At 2-0, we could have let the game get away from us, but we kept working, we kept competing, we kept doing things that gave us a chance to stay in the game. And then even at 4-2, again, they're high – high-powered individuals. They got a couple breaks, and they make it 4-2, and you could have folded there.
Yeah.
And it could have maybe gone to a tie or in time, but, we hung in there. You got an opportunity, made a play, scored a goal, scored another goal, and then when it was 7-4, we could have made it 8-4. Casey missed
right.
a breakaway. And so it's just one of those third periods that, we've been around hockey a long time, and you think you've seen everything, and then that transpires.
Sure.
And I ended up staying over in Minneapolis Saturday night, and I had to watch my granddaughter play her first away game
nice.
Over in Minnetonka Sunday morning. So as I'm leaving the rink, going to my son's house, I'm trying to process what happened, and it took a while to figure out what happened. And it was a great feeling and a great bus ride home for the team because
yeah.
they earned a real solid victory that helped us in a lot of different ways. And the most important is, we learned, we grew,
yep.
and we were in a hostile environment and came away successful.
Yeah, you mentioned Kirsten Sims with a couple of goals on Saturday, Claire Enright and Layla Edwards scoring as well. You're seeing those freshmen progress, aren't you?
Yeah, and again, you look at the body of work that they've done, and, we've met with them, and they're having good years. And so, if you can do that against a team that's, older,
mm-hmm.
With some of those, fifth-year seniors, they've played 160, 170. Games and they've got 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it against those individuals, that bodes well because that shows me that you've gotten better, you've adapted into our league, and as I've mentioned numerous times, this, the league we have this year, it's the toughest it's ever been from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a great opportunity. If I'm a freshman, I've played in a bunch of those games because that's how I get better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the 5 points against Minnesota, a tie on the road, and then a win on the road against the third-ranked team in the country vaulted the Wisconsin women from 8th to 5th in the pairwise, which is fantastic. If you're number 5, you get to host an NCAA quarterfinal game at Laban Arena if you can stay there. Now, you've got Ohio State this weekend to wrap up the regular season, but you're in a lot better position now than you were last week.
Oh, much better, yeah. So, you, as a coach, you don't know how you know the weekend's going to go from a win-loss standpoint, but what I do know is that, you know, our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday practices last week were as good as they've been all year from the point of, you know, kids were focused in, they were dialing in, they competed at a real high level. So as a coach, I'm feeling pretty good about right. our preparation. And so having gone through this weekend, again, this week will be very similar because, as you mentioned, you know, Ohio State's, you know, they're the number one team in the country. They're playing for the league championship.
They can catch Minnesota.
Minnesota actually beginning.
Well, they're ahead of Minnesota, but Minnie's got St. Thomas, while Ohio State needs
so
to get a win
not
here.
Very often you'll see Gophers rooting for Badgers, but this weekend that the Minnesota coaching staff's going to be rooting for the Badgers that we can upset Ohio State at least one game because I think, you know, they're 3 points ahead of Ohio State, and if we end up splitting, and Minnesota sweeps, they'll be tied. And I believe Minnesota might have the tiebreaker.
They do. Yeah, they went 2-1-1.
Yeah, so Ohio State's coming in with a purpose.
Oh yeah, to win a championship.
Yep.
Right.
And if they win both games, they're going to win the championship. And if we beat them one of the nights, then they might. If we beat them both nights, then all of a sudden, you know, you go from this power ranking up to this power ranking, so you're playing extremely meaningful games late in the year, which is great.
Yeah, it is. Again, Wisconsin and Ohio State, Saturday at 3, Sunday at 2 o'clock at Laban Arena. Mark Johnson's with us. It's also senior weekend, so you got the defending national champs in town, and then you have to navigate the emotions of all the seniors. You've got Nicole LaMontia, Sophie Shirley, Natalie Bookbinder, and as far as fifth-year seniors, Jessie Coffer as well after her transfer from BU, and you have some fourth-year seniors, Britta Curl, Cammie Cronish, Shayla Edwards, and Grace Shirley as well. So
it's a big group.
Yeah, it's a big group. And those four I mentioned at the end there could come back conceivably, too.
Yeah, and those decisions, you know, will be made, you know, when the season's over and, you know, we know more what the puzzle looks like
right.
as far as all the things that are going on in college athletics right now. You can't pull that trigger too early because, part of it is, you know, do you have scholarships available? Are kids
right.
willing to come back and pay some of that? So there's a lot of things that go into putting that puzzle together. But the most important thing is, you know, those kids getting recognized, and we'll be able to do that, you know, Sunday afternoon at the game, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, that group of the super seniors, you know, they've won national championships. They've played a lot of hockey for mm-hmm. us. They've won a lot of games for us. And so we want to, you know, obviously do something special and recognize them and their families for their contributions for whether it was 4 years or 5 years here in Madison.
Yeah. Ohio State, you played them earlier this season and didn't go well in Columbus. Lost 2-1 in overtime and then 5-0, which may have been a bit of a wake-up call for your club,
The second game was, you know, they played better and there was more purpose to their game. And, you know, there's parts of that game that were okay and other parts that we need to just get better in. And
sure.
so, you know, the first night, you know, we could have won that in overtime easily and we didn't. And so you get two sides of the spectrum. So Minneapolis, you know, we win the shootout and everybody leaves the rink on our side feeling good about themselves. You know, conversely, down at Ohio State, you know, they score with 30 seconds to go in overtime when we had a couple chances earlier, missed an empty net in overtime. Mm-hmm. And instead of us leaving the rink really feeling good about ourselves, we're leaving the rink, you know, similar to what Minnesota did,
sure.
You know, this past Friday night. So there's good nights and there's bad nights, and, you know, their excitement and feelings go up and down like a roller coaster. And so it's a, you know, they're a good team. You know, they got a bunch of their kids that won the national championship back. You know, they added, you know, a player from the Olympic team, the Canadian Olympic team. And
McKenna Webster, too, who transferred from here to go to Ohio State.
Yep. Yeah. And so a good addition for them. And so it's just, you know, they're a high-energy team. They play fast. They like to forecheck very, very aggressively. And, you know, they play their system strongly. So, you know, we have to do some of the things that we did this past weekend, especially narrow end. And if we're willing to do those things, you know, instead of being a 3-4-5-6 goal game, you know, get it down to 2-1, 3-2, somewhere in there, which is what you want to be at this time, because it's another weekend of playoff hockey. And as I told you last week at the show, it's like the rest of the way, it's all playoffs, because how you do is going to dictate where you end up, and where you end up is going to either give you a chance or end your season.
Yeah. Well, as it looks right now, you'll be the 3 seed in the WCHA and play either St. Cloud State or Minnesota State. And that's not easy. As you mentioned before, this might be the best this league has ever been.
Yeah. You know, you look at St. Cloud, you know, they're at 500 and Mankato's one game under 500. Right. They've, you know, beaten and, you know, tied some of our better teams in our league. So they're all playing well. And that's what everybody hopes with their teams, that they're playing well at the end of the season. And that's where we're at. So, what I look at is, like, you know, I'd love to take a couple games back, you know, that game here at the Kohl Center St. Cloud, and one or two against Duluth here or there, the overtime loss up there, and you put that together, and we could be in first place.
But you can't do that.
But we can't do that. So as a coach, you do it. You say, I'd like to have one or two back, and then all of a sudden you know. But no, I'm really happy the way we played, and came away this weekend with 5 of the 6 points against, obviously, you know, one of the best teams in the country, and it put us in a position to continue that process and see how we can match up against Ohio State this weekend in our building.
All right, we'll keep it going. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Mark Johnson and the Wisconsin women host Ohio State Saturday at 3 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock at Le Bon Arena. We'll wrap up the Wisconsin Hockey Hour after this from Learfield.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Our radio show tonight was pre-recorded Monday afternoon prior to the tragedy that occurred on the Michigan State campus Monday night when a gunman killed three students and critically wounded five others. May God bless Ariel Anderson, Brian Frazier, and Alexandria Verner, whose lives were only beginning. We pray for their families that they can find the strength to carry on. And we also pray for all those who were physically and mentally wounded by another senseless act of gun violence in our country. The Michigan State hockey team arrived in Madison today and will play the Wisconsin Badgers this weekend at the Kohl Center. If you plan to attend one or both games, we ask that while you're cheering on the Badgers, you do the same for the Spartans, who could use our love and support as they mourn the loss of their classmates. Our pregame coverage Friday night starts at 7:30 and Saturday at 6:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. I'm Brian Posick. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 21 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 25. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 28. 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR.